Right, as I promised, we are speaking to Advocate Sibuye of Mthunzi Law Chambers. He's one of the advocates that were appointed to this case of the 2022 metric results scandal. I'm sure you've heard about it. We've spoken about it throughout this hour. Now, Advocate, a very good morning to you. Perhaps for us to understand what's going on here, let's start perhaps with the background and procedural issues, because we understand that the court ruled that the department failed to follow its own procedures in handling the alleged cheating. Could you perhaps explain to us the key procedural errors that led to this ruling?
Good morning to you. Good morning to your listeners. It is true. When we approached the court, after looking at the charges that were meted against the students, we immediately knew that we don't have to spend time going on other issues that they are talking about. We're going to attack their procedural aspects. And therefore, we will raise to the court that the outcome was substantive unfair. First, if you look into the notification for the students, of them to attend the disciplinary hearing. They are supposed to be given 10 days. They were not given 10 days. They were actually given 2 days because they were given letters on a Wednesday. In law, you don't count the first day. And then there is a weekend, which is Saturday and Sunday. We don't count it. And it was only Monday. And therefore, Tuesday, they were supposed to appear on the disciplinary hearing. That's one procedural aspect that we raised. And another thing that we raised was the fact that students have got to be represented either by guardians or by parents. And then all those things, they were not included in their own documents. And number three, the other point that we raised was that the law, their own regulation says a child who is less than 18 should be represented either by a legal representative, and for it is peremptory or it's a must that he must be represented by a parent. Remember, a child who is less than 18 cannot be able to make decision in law. You will always do so as a parent or either as a guardian. So all those things were flouted. The other point that we attacked was that the chairperson of the hearing is supposed to be impartial. Now, we have noted in their own documents that a chairperson had a phone number, telecom number of 766. Now, the moment you have a 766, you tell us you are working for the department. And as a result, a chairperson should always be an independent person. And he must confirm by the beginning of the hearing that he's going to be impartial. And she is going to ensure that all the children are given an opportunity to do so. Mm. And therefore, as a result, that did not happen. So they had a lot of irregularities within their own. And before they start, I sent a note for you to look at, which is Regulation 10 of their own regularity, popular irregular called Annexure M. In those form of irregularities, they say if you find, for example, a child has participated in irregularity, then what you must do, you must only hold on to the subject in which to find him. Now, let's say it's life science. Mm-hmm. It's writing 8 subjects. Then it means that you can only not release life science, but the other 7 go to release. This point is very imperative. I will tell you why it is. When I was writing matric myself, I didn't understand commercial maths. Now, what I did, out of 7, I wrote 6. Now, what it means, the department is going to divide your subject with 6 and not 7. So basically, most of the learners that you have there that have been languishing for 2 years, they have passed their exams with distinction. I've seen that they are all, most of them are qualifying for bachelor's. So what the department should not have done, they should not have withheld all the results. What they should have done, they should have released the certificate of the 7 subjects and still investigate the other subject, because some of them is math, some of them is it's life science and all these things. Mm. So basically, that's where I can respond in terms of the question that you raised, where we have poked in their weaknesses. And indeed, the judge was right that they have never followed with their own irregularity too. Another thing which I need to raise and everyone should do, because I've seen most of the newspapers and some of the radio stations are saying that the judge has found that the children have cheated, but the results have got to be released. I need to raise that, and I can tell you that in the appeal that have been raised, we are going to stand very firm to say that the children have never been found cheating. As things stand now, there is no evidence of irregularity because mm-hmm. no one found them. Remember, the invigilators have marked that the exams were free and fair. Mm-hmm. So there are invigilators there. No one found them in a class cheating. So fact of the matter, who found them cheating? So that is going to be ventilated on the appeal, where they have lodged an appeal. And I need to also move into the issue of the appeal.
Unfortunately, my brother, unfortunately, we don't really have time. I wanted to ask you so many questions, but I couldn't because of time. But perhaps this is a conversation that we can park for now and perhaps come back to it. That is Advocate Sibui, who is one of the representatives of the learners who were allegedly caught cheating back in 2022. It would also be interesting to perhaps speak to the Department of Education to hear their point of view as far as this is this issue is concerned. Here's Sir Ice, Kulega. Good morning.